Shema mina tlas, shema mina. The ain beer chametz elas reifa.
I can't see.
There's other people hiding there now.
I can't see behind the pillar.
Shema minor, Rabbi Akiva holds beer chametz is only misreifa. The emesis, the other Tana that holds beer chametz is only misreifa, is Rabbi Yehuda, as quoted in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph, and the Gemara clearly says on Daf Chaf Zayin that the makar like Rabbi Yehuda is from Noisar. But the truth is, I think we mentioned it already. Pashtus Rabbi Akiva also is like Rabbi Yehuda; he learns it from Noisar. There's another option. Rabbeinu Peretz brings on Daf Chaf Ches that Rabbi Yehuda holds the etzem word Baal Yirah means total destruction. You don't see it in the best way. Chazal understood to destroy it is with fire. Whether Rabbi Akiva is from Noisar or from this new Makar, he holds that the only way to do beer chametz is with fire. And he said, how can you tell me that Tashbisu means that you can do it at 7 p.m. when Yontif starts? It's also to make a fire in Yontif. And that, not anything else, that was Rabbi Akiva's proof that beer chametz, Tashbisu, is 6 hours earlier. So the Gemara makes it dramatic. Ein beer chametz el esreifa. Why? Because if you were able to do beer chametz a different way, then what would be the problem? Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of the other 6 reasons, because other reasons would apply. But he doesn't hold of those reasons. He's focused on his problem is the sreifa. If you would hold beer chametz doesn't need sreifa, how would you do this? How would you do the beer chametz? So interesting, Rashi says you would be yachilenu leklovim or yashlichenu liyam. Frekta Rashi Yosef many, and they talk about it. There's other things. You could be mafarer of Zayr leruach. He wants to say maybe that would also be malachas toichen. And even though yomtif, you're allowed to do malacha, not all malachas. It would be also to crumble the chametz, maybe as toichen. Someone said yesterday to throw it to the yam is maybe hatsom or shus or shus, yeah? Someone said such as that. But Rashi very clearly says one of the options would be feed it to the dogs. There are two bomb kashas. The erste kasha is, there's a halachic Shulchan Aruch, we brought it in the Marma Kaimis, the Makar is from Yerushalmi. It's usher to feed a dog chametz on yomtif of Pesach. Even if it's not your chametz, and even if it's not your dog. If it would be your dog, you're gaining because you're saving on dog food. But it's not. It's not your dog and it's not your chametz. Why is it usser? The Mefarshim explained from the Yerushalmi because a person has hana to feed the dog. And this chametz is usser b'hana. But it's usser to feed a dog chametz. Yeah. We have teretz. What? A kash or a teretz, I'm waiting.
What the hanois?
So the chayra, the hanois, you don't understand it. Where are you from? You're from, it depends where you're from, if you understand, you know. Which Beit Shemesh? What did you say? What?
In the Sukkot of Bittul, Rashi said it says Tashbisu, not the bar. So that's really who the deal with that to say it actually, dafka means burning.
That's a nice kasha. The emes is we said that Rabbi Yehuda agreed. We had a machleik sakrai. It's not now. It's not for now. But we had a machleik sakrai. If Nichran Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't need bittul, or even Rabbi Yehuda, there's two facets. It could mean tashvisu v'loy tavara or both. There might be such an issue also. I hear. I don't know. No, it's a deraisa. The Yerushalmi is a deraisa. You want to answer that the Yerushalmi is only at the Rabbanon. Fader, there's room in the front. You can't do this to me. Come, there's room over here. I can't see you. They're blocking you. Come in the front. They're behind the pillar and everything. What? You don't have a dog. What are you
talking?
1 second. This is not a joke. Doilum is tiny, it's a stirabonim. Can we assume it's an issue doiraisa? And a Shulchan Aruch passes it was the last thing in the Maamar Kaimis. Asur lahachol chemtzoy bePesach. Some say chemtzoy. The truth is, I stressed it's not chemtzoy. I'm pretty sure I'm right. Even if it's not your chametz. Asur lahachol chametz bePesach afibu lebehemis acherim ashal hefker. So how could Rashi say that Lu Yitzuyu he would have held like not Rabbi Kiva and he would have held that you could do beer chametz other ways? And Rashi says they would do a dog. And again, this is 7 p.m. Tapikim the hefim shiel fire a lake on the kittel. He feeds the chametz to the dog. Asur bahana. Bomb kasha. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky said a teretz. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky says, if you know what the geshmak of feeding the dog,
whatever, you have a geschmack watching the animal eating this.
But if that's not why you're doing it, you're doing it because you want to do tashbisu, then you're not doing it to feed the dog. Ah, you're doing it for the hanof tashbisu? Mitzvah slava honestly. That's how he answers the kasha. Now.
That's enough.
What?
That is enough.
Yeah, but Mitzvah slava. If you're doing it, because stop. So when is it negated? One second. So when is it negated? This ever this halacha? Whenever you're feeding a dog chametz on Pesach, lachar you're doing it for tashbisu. When is it ever negated this halacha? No, your dings are chanap chaskal brams. You understand? But even if it would be true, then when is it ever negated? Then of this Yerushalmi.
It's not your chametz.
No. Oh, and it's not your chametz.
But it's not your chametz.
There is the chametz says when it is your chametz.
But if it's not your chametz,
it's your chametz. Why is it?
Ah, by the petting zoos, they're buying its chametz. It's a big problem. Make sure it's not chametz. What happened?
What happened today?
One second, there's another bomb kasha. The Pnei Yeshua is kasha. Rabbi said this is a very hard sugya. I want to understand. There's a Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav. A guy is baking. You're allowed to bake on Pesach. You just make sure it's not chametz. A guy has a big dough. It's about to rise. He has 14 more minutes. It's tummy. It's tamei. And they have to be mafresh challah. Now he has a problem. Azoy, you bake the bread. It's yomtif. You bake it and make sure in the oven that it's not going to become chametz. You're allowed to bake on yomtif. It's v'eichel nefesh. You're going to be mafresh challah. You're going to be mafresh challah. You have a problem because it's tamei. The case is that the isa was tamei. And challah, you know, if it's tar, you give it to the kohen. But if it's challah tamei, what are you supposed to do with it? Burn it. But you can't do that on yomtif. You're not allowed to burn it on yomtif. What are you going to do? To wait till after Yontif, it's going to turn into chametz. Gevald. It's a crisis. It's a Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav. Ketzad mafrishin chala betuma. So Rabbi Elazar says, like tikkur l'shem atcha taifa. Bake everything. Don't choose which one is chala. You'll decide afterwards. So everyone potentially could be the one you're going to eat. Then Beseira says, tatl betzayin, and throw it into cold water. Hope for the best. Daven, it shouldn't become chametz. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. You're not over bal yirah. Be mafresh the challah, bake all the other ones. Bake all the other ones, eat them fine, make sure they're matzah. The one that's challah, don't bake it. Let it rise. Not in cold water, it becomes chametz. Mabaya, whose chametz is it? So that Rashi Bavarns, it's not a koyins yet, it's only the koyins. And there's no bal yirah yet on such a thing. Similar to hefker. It's another one. There's hektish, there's hefker, there's challah. Shevet HaKahuna. Oh, what's with the achrayis? The Rishash is kashmir, but it's not today's sugya. This is all a hakdama. Frek, very good. But next week, Frek, Rashi, I have a solution. Feed it to the dog. Okay, by the way, this is not Erev Pesach. This is cholamoy. You're baking for your cholamoy thingy. And you realize that the dough is tamei and you have to be mafresh challah. How are you going to do it? You can't burn it and you can't bake it because it's also to do malach on Yom Tov. If it's not for Eichel Nefesh, Frek Rashi, feed it to the dogs.
It's
what?
It's not Kachin Amish, whatever. It's Tame, but it has a...
To a Kachin's dog. To Avada, that's what they speak out. The Hagoy Siyavit. If you feed it to...
The
Kachin's having an Anah. Okay, there's another Kachin to ask also. One second. Yeah, about no. You're giving it before. Yeah, you're gonna give it to the dog before it becomes chametz. If you're gonna leave it the next few minutes, it's gonna become chametz, and you can't burn it. Feed it to the dog, to the kohen. Be mafresh the challah. Mafresh the challah. Feed it to a kohen's dog. And for Rashi, and over here in Pesachim and Bob, he says it very big tzara, but in Beit Zadav Chavzayin, he says it barichos, and it's a big lamdash yisoy. Vibal the Torah says he's supposed to burn kachim. He's supposed to burn challah tameya. And you want to feed it to the dog instead, that's also going to be a malacha. That's a malacha. Which malacha? Chayrish, Zayreya, Toichin, this? I don't know. It's called malacha. Achshve le malacha. It's the 40th malacha. The 40th malacha.
Why? Because you're not doing what the Torah said?
No, you're doing what the Torah said. The Torah said, you're supposed to wait till Maitze Yontif really to do it. If it would be Sukkot, you would wait till Maitze Yontif. But I'm Pesach, I have a problem because it's becoming chametz. I'm looking for a solution. And the solutions were either put it in cold water or we'll see what the other options are. But Rashi says in Yisoy, the same way Sreifas Kachem is a malacha, feeding it to a dog is a malacha. So, again, what does Rashi say that Rabbi Kiva holds Bir Chametz as Besreifa, and that was his exciting raya that Tashbisu has to be 6 months before? Zok Rashi, because otherwise I feed it to the dogs. You can't feed it to the dogs because it's Aser Bahanah the Yerushalmi, and now we're asking another kash. It's a malacha. It's a malacha. There's a lot of trutzim in the Acharonim on this kash. The Pnei Yeshua says, it's in the Maram Kaimis, Dafka by Kachem, where it's a din in the Cheftza to burn it. Then, feeding it to a dog is also a malacha. But by chametz, it's not a din in the cheftza. It's not. To burn the chametz is not a din of the chefza. Pnei Yeshua elaborates, that's kufa machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan. Like Rabbi Kiva, and this is part of the famous Rabbi Chaim, which we're not going to do now. Rabbi Kiva holds chametz is v'sreifa, and then it's a din of the chefza. You want to hear something? Like Rabbi Kiva, you attack, can't feed it to a dog either. Like Rabbi Kiva, you attack, can't feed it to a dog either, because it's machila leklavim is a malacha. Oh, but if he wouldn't have held beer chametz v'sreifa, then he would have been able to feed it to a dog. Chasam Sofer says, by challah, by the case of the challah, you could, over there it's Yom Tov already, you can't do bittul. He has a chap with bittul, that therefore it won't be a problem. Okay, but those are the two kashas on the chilek lavim. What's Rashi's other solution to get rid of the chametz if you didn't hold like Rabbi Kiva? Yes, lichen el yam. What's in the yam? Dog. What's the difference? Why not? The Yerushalmi, you're allowed to feed chametz to fish? Okay, I finish. What are they feeding the chametz over there? What?
The shot of feeding the dog is that you have to know when you're feeding it. I don't know.
But throwing its thumb to the fish.
You never see it happen, you never see it.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to say, Baruch Shekivanti, Yachilenu leklovim, not to a specific dog. Throw it to a whole bunch of dogs. A whole bunch of fish, a whole bunch of dogs. Love the terrors. Throw it to leklovim. But also, one second, the other kasha is also by fish. What was the Sveita kasha? The Bnei Yeshua's kasha that achsa de malacha. Is there achsa malacha when you throw it to the dogs? I mean, the Rishash says that when you feed it to a dog, it's ki adam et asada. He says mefurish, not only adam. Who are the chayiv oif? What about a dog? What about a dog?
Bnei Yeshua says the
koveya
that the Torah was mapped to do a full hashmada. So anything you do as a kiyum of that.
So and by fish.
So saying all these things.
Maybe. So that's my shaila.
If one call about someone has hana from throwing chametz into a fire, so he's not allowed to burn it.
No, because we said since he's doing it for the mitzvah of hanas, and he should see someone. This guy about the pyro part, not about the pesach. Okay, fine. Now. We asked the kasha that how could you feed it to the dogs. It's an Isra Hanav of the Yerushalmi. We asked, how can you feed it to the dogs? This is an Achshavei L'malacha. We have another problem, though. Rabbi Kiva said that Bir Chametz is Afkas Reifa, and then you can't do it on Yontif. We said, Faker, do it before. Didn't the Gemara say in Daf Yud Beis that before you're allowed to do it, I'm sorry, before you do it, Mr. Reifa, once it comes to Zman, you can do it B'chol Davar. On that, the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, and it's part of a bigger shtickle, I'm not dealing justice to it, and again, there's a Yesoidus the Kechilik between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda, that they hold Bir Chametz is B'sreifa. Because if it's b'sreif, it's a din in the chefza, and then it's a din dafka to do it b'zmanai, and l'moshel. Oh, I wish. Okay, we're going to talk about this a different time, but I want all of them to be aware. There's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says, if you stamazai have chametz on Pesach, you don't get malchus because you didn't do a maisa. But if you buy chametz on Pesach, or you create chametz, so you did a maisa, you're going to get malchus. And everyone asks, it's kenegedim afurashi gemara. It's lav hanitik le'esed, the essay of Tashbisu. So you shouldn't get malchus. And everyone asked this kasha, the Kesem Mishter Lechem Mishter Shara Melech, and Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim, based on this Pnei Yeshua, it's Kufatali. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Kiva that it's a din Sreifa, then it's Nitik Le'esei. But if you hold that it's Hespasasi B'chol Davar, then it's not a din in the Chefza, and then it's not Nitik Le'esei. Now, is this Tali only if you learn it out from Noisar, or even if you learn out, we said, where's the din Sreifa? From Noisar or from the other source, from Bal Yirah. It might totally in that also. I'm only saying Beremes. I want to move on. We have a lot to do. I want to talk about the next Shema Mino. Shema Mino, Rabbi Kiva holds Havara L'Chalak Yotzes. A quick crash course on this topic. There are Lamites Malachas. It doesn't say them in the Torah. Chazal have a Messiah that there are Lamites Malachas. One of the Malachas is singled out in Parshas Vayakel. Loi Sevaru Eish B'chol Mash V'zecha B'yam HaShabbos. Why was this Lav singled out? So one of the Omer says, because if it wouldn't be singled out, I wouldn't know L'Chalak. What does it mean L'Chalak? So most Rishonim learn, you know, if you do Chayrish three times on the same Shabbos, you don't bring three separate karbanas. You did the same halach three times in one halama. But if you did Chayrish, Kaisiv, and Haitzah, so you did three different halachas. Why? You just did Chilul Shabbos. It was multiple Chilul Shabboses. No, L'chalik. Every one of the 39 halachas is separate. So if you did multiple halachas, you're going to bring multiple karbanas. It's important, not for the sugya, but it's a yediyah niflam oy to know that Rashi and Yevamah Stafov has a different shot on l'chalik. Rashi learns that if not for l'chalik, I would think you only chayit techil l'shabbos unless you do all 39 malachas. You're not chayit techil l'shabbos unless you do all 39 malachas. There's like a lot of kashas on that. My favorite one is that the mekayshish was chayit for being mekayshish. What does mekayshish mean? It's a three-way machlekes tanaim. What exactly? He was doing something with wood. Mekayshish eitzim b'shabbos. He either was carrying or he's ma'amer. He didn't do all 39 malachas. Why did they kill him?
Maybe that was the straw.
He did the other 38. Yeah. I have other teretz also, but that's my favorite teretz also. It's my favorite kasha and the favorite teretz. He had already done the other 38 malachas, if that's how you want to get out of it. But Rashi learns in Yavamas that the havmin of not for the chalak was that you have to do all of them. Most Rishonim, Rashi himself, over here in Pesachim and many other places, learns no. Avad yichayev for each malacha. But if you do multiple malachas, don't say, oh, it's just one big chilul Shabbos, yichayev, lechalak. Now, by the way, everyone holds lechalak, but others learn that from other places. Comes the other man, the Omer, who's Rabbi Yossi, we talked about him yesterday. He says, no, lechalak I know from other places. So why did the Torah single out, lo yisavaru eish b'chol mesh v'seichem, get ready, Yomar Yedik Echidish, Havara is different from the other 38 malachas. You know, if you do one of the Lamatas malachas, what's the Einish? Malchus, Chorus, Skilo. But Havara singled out, lo yisavaru eish b'chol mesh v'seichem, it's only a lav. Only a lav, no chorus, no skila, only a lav. Okay. In Hilchas Shabbos, that's a dramatic statement. The other 38 malachis that aren't singled out, you get skila, chorus. Havar is different, it's only a lav.
Singled out means less humble?
Yeah, the Torah, because the Torah said loy, and that's all it is. More than that, this big raid, I didn't want to go into it. If you give someone hasra for doing a malacha, it's preferable to tell him which malacha he's doing, but if you just quote to him chapter verse, loy sasa malacha, it's a good hasra. By Havara, there are those that say you can't tell him loy sasa malacha. You have to quote him loy sivaru esh. It's a different lav. It's a different lav. It's not a 39th malacha. It's a separate lav called loy sivaru esh. That's the pasuk you have to quote him. Now on Shabbos, that's a major difference. That Havara is going to be different than the other 38 that you're only going to have a lav. But in Yom Tov, what's the Einish of Malach? There's 39 Malachas on Yom Tov also. There's a Heter of Eichel Nefesh, so. But in general, there are 39 Malachas on Yom Tov as well. What's the Einish by Yom Tov? A lav. So Havara is special by Yom Tov. L'chayrit the Zel Bazach. Bazoi, the Gemara said, you see here that Rabbi Kiva says, Havara is l'chalak yotzis. He doesn't hold the lav yotzis. Why? If you hold the lav yotzis, it's also Asar on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, a kvetch, Rabbi Kiva's lashon was umatzinu lahavarashi av malacha. He wouldn't have called it an av malacha. It's linguistics. He wouldn't have called it an av malacha. He wouldn't have called it. I mean, there's no dramatics. If he held the lav yotzes, the din would be the same. Which, by the way, answers the tzlach's kasha from yesterday. Yesterday, the tzlach asked Rabbi Yossi holds havara the lav yotzes. How could he tell Rabbi Kiva ain't tzorach? I don't need your pshat, but I potentially could agree to it. How could he agree to it? He holds l'chalak yotzes. Well, you could agree to Rabbi Kiva's pshat. It's just linguistics. But there are other Rishonim that say no, that in fact, if you hold Havara L'Lav Yotzis, Rabbi Kiva, if Rabbi Kiva would so hold the Havara L'Lav Yotzis, he would let you make the fire on Yom Tov, 7 p.m. to burn the chametz. Why? So one Mahalach is, Taisa says, Oymer Riva, the Laman the Omer L'Lav Yotzis, Loi Hoya Osir B'Yom Tov, the Ein Shein Malacha Alei. There are 38 Malachas on Yom Tov. Malachas apply from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Other dinim of Shabbos not. Does anyone know any other dinim in Shabbos besides the 38/39 malachas? The 39th one being Havara, which we have a machlekes, if it's a lav or even karas and skila. There's a few other dinim on Shabbos. And I want to analyze very quickly if they apply by Yom Tov. Anyone has a clue? Shvisas Kalim, like Beis Sham, if you don't hold like him, but you're getting on the board. Shvisas Behemtoi. Shvisas Avdoi. Mechamer, there's an Isser called Mechamer. It's not skila, it's a lav. And Tchumen. There are a few more. Can we talk about those? Shvisas Behemtoi, Shvisas Avdoi, Mechamer, Zalav, and Tchumen. Like the Mount Yomer, it's their Isa. These dinim are Noyag on Shabbos. Are they Noyag on Yom Tov? Is there an Isser of Tchumen on Yom Tov? Is there Shvisas Behemtoi on Yom Tov? Is there Shvisas Avdoi on Yom Tov? Is there the Isser of Mechamer on Yom Tov? Does Yom Tov and Shabbos get a full carryover or not? Zok de Beis Halevi. You have here a Tosfos that says that if you hold Havara L'Lav Yotzes, it's not Noyag on Yom Tov. Should that show me that maybe, probably, possibly, that Shvisas Behemtoi, Shvisas Avdei, Mechamer, and Tchumen also don't transfer over to Yom Tov? He contemplates such an idea, but in the end he wants to say, no, don't mix and match. Havara L'Lav Yotzes, singled out, is a little different than the other ones. Havara L'Lav Yotzes, it is the 39th Malacha, it's a Malach. And it was singled out that as a Malach, and it's a shorter Einish. The other aforementioned Isurim of Shabbos are not Malachas. There are other Shabbos-tika topics. Both ways, it could be that those other four things do get transferred. Some or all of them do get transferred over to Yom Tov, but Havara doesn't. It could also be Fakert. Havara does. B'chol Eifen, it's the 39th Malacha. A watered down, less Einish 39th Malacha. Maybe that does get transferred over. The other ones don't. It's not in the same boat. I saw today, there's a din if someone is a mummer for Chilul Shabbos, he's considered a mummer for Chol HaTorah Kula. Different than for other Averis. There's a whole Indian why. A mummer for Chilul Shabbos Chil Shabbos, but for Hesi is a Bazundara, he's a mummer for Kala Terakula. What about if he's a mummer only for Havara Lalav? What if he's a mummer only for Mechamer? What if he's a mummer? No, he keeps all the other malachas. He walks out of the tchum. Does that make you a mummer on the Shabbos? Well, I'm not talking like the Shitas that even a mummer for a Rabbanon on Shabbos is a mummer, but assuming that Rabbanon not, what about these other watered down ones? But I want to stress, Havara Lalav Yotzis is not exactly the same set as the other Shabbos conform things. How many did we say? Shvisas Behemte, Shvisas Avdoi, Mechamer and Tchumen. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel says a different shot. Fascinating. He says there is a lav of Havara on Yom Tif as well. Even if you hold Havara Lalav Yotzis, Havara is an Isra of Havara of lav on Yom Tif as well. But it's only a lav. Do you know that besides lav, karas, and skila, there's another thing on Shabbos? There's an Isser essay, Shabbosayin. And Yom Tov also has an essay of Shabbosayin. But if Havara Lalav Yotzis, it does apply by Yom Tov, but it doesn't have the essay of Yom Tov. Now, Ibazoi Rabbi Kiva would not say you can't burn the chametz. Essay of Tashbisu would be Doiche, the loisase of Yom Tov. And that's what the Gemara means. If you hold Havara Lachalak Yotzis, Havara Lachalik Yotzis means that Havara's mamash, a regular Lamentes Malacha thing, and as such has an essay also, and on Yom Tif it's also an essay also, and Tashbisu can't be Doicha Lois of essay, as opposed to if you hold Havara Lalav Yotzis, so there's only a lav, not an essay, essay Doicha Lois. And I want to have fun now. Is there an, if a guy does Mechamer on Shabbos, he gets a lav, is there Karis? No. Is there Skila? No. Is there an essay? Is there an essay by Mechamer? A guy goes out of the Tchum. Is there Karis? No. Is there a Skila? No. Is there a Lav? Yeah, the Lav of Tchum. Is there an essay? Shvisas Behemta, Shvisas Avdai. There's no Karis, there's no Skila, there's a Lav. Is there an essay? Big Shaila left right. But is it totally in the same Shaila? And once again, the Beis Halevi, other Ochenimos, they say, don't mix and match. Havara Lalav Yatzis is its own category. And I want to elaborate the Nakuda. There are 38 other Malachas. Havara was singled out as a Lav. Lalav Yatzis. No Karis, no Skila, no essay. Not noyig on Yom Tif. I mean, I don't want to throw at you now the Ar Sameach's fascinating bomb chiddush that in fact, like the man domer Havara Lalav Yotzis, you do get skila. It's only a meat from the karis. There is skila. Havara Lalav Yotzis, you get skila. There's no carbon and there's no karis. Skila there is. Keneged Gemaris, it's a problem. He'll deal with it. But that's the major two things here we have now on Havara Lalav Yotzis.
It's still be okay it's not a lav.
Yeah, but there are Gemaras that I'm afraid that this Mises be. I know he deals with that, but I'm saying this Gemara, this Becholik and Gemaras not like it. So that's the issue of the man the Omer Havara Lav Yotzis. Again, how do you see Rabbi Kiva holds Havara Lechalek? So Rashi says, because if he held Havara Lalav, he wouldn't have used the dramatic words Av Malacha, just linguistics. Taisa says, there's no Lav on Yom Tif. Rabbeinu Chananel, there's a Lav, but there's no essay. Chassam Soiker says, interesting pshat. Remember we asked yesterday, that what's Rabbi Kiva's problem? The Tata came to hang from Shiel, and Far, Mach Kiddush, he'll burn the chametz. Faker, that's what the Torah's telling me to do. Says the Chassam Soiker, you're right. But then you're going to make Kiddush. By Kiddush, you say Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. And when you say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Taisa says in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin that when you say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's connected because there was Lamites Malachas in Mitzrayim, because there was Avodas Parach, and Parach in Atbash is Vigal. You know, we had Rashi brings a funny kind of Atbash Achas Bita. The more standard one is Atbash. This is the Taisa, by the way, on Kuf Yud Zayin. The word Parach Pei Reish Chaf in Atbash is Vov Gimelamid. That's Gematria of Atbash. I'm not finished. Then there's numeric gematria. Vigal is gematria 30 test. It's 39. That's a Taisus. I'm just calling it Taisus, right? Laman Tiska v'yitzayim, Taisus brings b'shem the Medrash, because if you go with Atbash, Parach is Vigal, and Vigal is 39 malachas. It says the Chassam Sefer. You know what? You want to tell me the Torah is telling you to do things while Yom Tov is starting? Fine. But that you're going to make Kiddush, and as you're making Kiddush, which is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, with Vigal, is Va'at, is 39, and you're going to do one of the Av malachas? That can't be. That's why Rabbi Kiva dramatically stresses Av malachas. I put it in the Mamre Kremes. No, it's Grand Kiddush on Friday night as well. Nice try. Every Friday night, there's also Kiddush to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. But on Pesach, Bazunder, but he said, on Pesach, you're making Kiddush, and you're commemorating the Lamites Malachas, and one of them is the Av Malach of Havara. And Rabbi Kiva would say, that's what the Torah is telling you to do, that's what it can't be. That's another Kanej.
I'm cooking while I make Kiddush.
Yeah, Heter of Eichel Nevesh.
Because the Torah says it.
You know what? You're right. Akash, yeah? But that's what he wants to say as a Hadgosha. I want to now do the third Shema Mina of the Gemara. Shema Mina, Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of Mitoich. What is Mitoich? Mitoich means that on Yom Tov, once there's a heter of Eichel Nefesh, and you know, yesterday Tosfos tried, burn the chametz, wait 17 minutes, once it's shakel, put the soup up then. But now we're asking a more basic thing. There's a klal in Yom Tov that once the Torah was matir you to do malacha, the Torah lets you also do the same malacha for food, even after food. This is Aman the Omer, mitoich, that you're allowed to do avara letzairach, you're allowed to do avara shalai letzairach. So then what's the Rabbi Akiva's problem? You could burn the chametz letzairach. The pella is, there's a Gemara later on Daf Vav, and Be'ezer Hashem on Daf Vav, we're going to talk about this more. You find chametz on Yom Tov, what are you supposed to do with it? Not chalamoy. You find chametz on Yom Tov, what are you supposed to do?
Cover it
with a kli until Maitzi Yom Tov, and then? Why don't you burn it on Yom Tov? Muktzah, as I said in Nesach Rishayim, why else? Because you can't make a fire on Yom Tov. Mitoich. It's a bomb kash, everyone talks about it. And I don't know how many turutzim, I don't know how many turutzim we're going to have. Let's say we'll have 5 turutzim. You don't need, if you hold of mitoich, you don't need it. If you hold of mitoich, you don't need it. Whatever the teretz is that, even though there's a rule of mitoich, but somehow it doesn't let you burn chametz on Yom Tov, so then what's the raya that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of mitoich? He does hold of mitoich, but the Gemara on Daf Vav is obviously mavur that you don't burn chametz on Yom Tov. It's a crisis, and it's something we'll deal with on Daf Vav. Oh. Doilem has to outcup. Little Polish of Torah. Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu is Chodi. Little Pula Doiraisa. We had a Kasha. Torah is always Gishmak, but if it could be Gishmak, what's Shatnas? What was the beginning of the first Kasha in the Shia? What do we have a Kasha? How could Rashi say that if Rabbi Kiva wouldn't have held the Chametz B'Sreifa, there would be a simple solution that at 7 p.m. Tati can't hang from Shield, he would get rid of the Chametz without doing a Malacha by giving it to the dogs? What was the Kasha? From the Yerushalmi? That there's an Isser, the Eraisa, to have Hano from feeding your Chametz to a dog. What? We said a Teretz to this Kasha?
Yeah.
What? How many Teretzim we said? What?
Lovely
Chametz. Lovely Chametz. Abramsky, fine. What else? We said a Teretzim. It's a Rabbanon. Someone said it. What? The Cheshik Shleim in the back of the Gemara says a Teretz. Essay Dechalaisa. There's a Loisa to have enough from this Chametz by feeding it to the dog. Say that, but the mitzvah of Teshbisu lets you be Dechalaisa. When Rabbi Akiva said that he doesn't want you to do a fire on Yom Tov, what's the issue to do a fire on Yom Tov? We mentioned a few minutes ago. What? I can't hear him. It's an av malacha, but what is it? Is it? Estach like av malacha. Ein esed doicha av? A new one. It's stachach only a lav. It's more than a lav though. What other issue is it on Yom Tov? No karas, no skila. I said. There's an isser essay. And ein esed doicha lo isse ve essay. And that's what Rabbi Akiva says, you can't make a fire. But to feed it to a dog? To feed it to a dog is only a lav. Which lav? The Isser Hano of Chometz. I'm feeding it to a dog. Esther Kibbe Dech Eloise Seh. Bishlem, if you want to make a fire, that's Enes Dech Eloise Seh. Aber Rashi says there would be a good option of feeding it to the dog. Yeah, because feeding
it
to a dog.
You
can't eat it because it's karas.
No, but Esther Dech Eloise Seh.
Enes Dech Eloise Seh, Shishma karas.
Then he came batal for the whole inyan of feeding to a dog.
What?
Then that doesn't get off the ground.
How do you ever have the Yerushalmi? How do you ever have the Yerushalmi? Okay, it's a good kasha. How do you ever have the Yerushalmi? I don't know, but that's what the Cheshek Shlomo says. I want to be Oyber Chacham. Tosfos said that you should come home and burn the chametz for 17 minutes, and when it's finally charcoal, put the pot on. Why do we say that's not a good solution? Because you're not allowed to start preparing the burning the chametz if it's not ready to put the soup. I have a question. Come home right away, strike the match, put the soup on right away. What's the problem? Why do you have to wait till it's charcoal? Why can't I put the soup up right away? It's the Rana. That's the Dachalois to say. That's
the Dachalois. It's coming from a complete different.
You said that yesterday also, no, but we're going Minei, but then it was a problem. So I want to say a Harif is Nifla. No. Really, there's an issur of Yom Tov. No, really, there's an issur to cook on Yom Tov. And to cook on Yom Tov, if it wouldn't be for Eichel Nefesh and it's not conforming with the rules, it's an essay analyze to say. To go burn this chametz and use it as fuel, You can't say, I'm going to do Esra Chalaseh. And Abizai, it's not only Esra Al-Sano, it's also because it's also to do Malach on Yom Tov. And Malach on Yom Tov is an Esra Analyse, and Ein Esra Chalaseh V'Esay. But to feed it to a dog, to feed it to a dog is only a loisa say of Hanos Chametz. That you're allowed to do. How do you ever have the Yerushalmi is a good kasha. But again, I'm just trying to chesh benois the cheshik shleiman. Another nakuda.
Yes, if you don't mean to get rid of it, that's only been another case. Like feeding it to a dog just for the hana, like without any das.
The guy has to be believe shalom that that's what he's doing it for. One more ha'ara. Ever since the beginning of the sugi, we've been talking about 7 p.m. Did we decide 7 p.m. is shkia or tzeis ha'kavim? At the end, we said it's shkia. We said the minchas chinuch is lav dafka ben hashmashes, because by shkia it's already aser. There's a din of tosefes yomtiv for Rabbi Yisrael. There's a din of tosefes yomtiv. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to add a few minutes. Pashas by Yom Kippur, and like many rishonim, it's more than by Shabbos and yomtiv. So there's a din. You're supposed to be moisa. Flow with me. So how many minutes should we add?
One second, two, three.
1 second? Oh, I thought he was saying 1 second. 1 second? I got you. Okay, fine. No, we should only add 1 second. Give me a...
17 minutes.
17 minutes. Stam as a marshal. Yeah, 17 minutes. So 1 second. If you really want to do Tosefes Yontif, so from when is it also to make a fire on Yontif? If you want, I mean, Tosefes Yontif means you don't do Malacha even before Yontif starts. I'll Tosefes Yontif. So from when is it also to make a fire on Yontif? 6:43, not 7 o'clock. Now I'll tell you a fascinating chiddush that it says in the Sfasemis and Perik Bama Madlikin. The Sfasemis and Perik Bama Madlikin, he says a chiddush. What's the nafkamina if you hold Havar Lalav or Havar Lachalik? The main nafkamina. Karis and Skila Pashtas also, right? The Sfasemis has other chiddushim also, that it's not a malach, it's its own iser. Amongst them, he says maybe there's no din of grama by the mandam Havar Lalav Yatzis. Then he says there's no din of Tosefes Shabbos by Havar Lalav Yatzis. Tosefes Shabbos is only on the Iker Lamites Machas. There's no din of Tosefes Yontif on Havar Lalav Yatzis. Achidish of the Sfasemis. It's negate the answer of Stira when you're doing the Hadlokas Neiris before. He has a cheshman. An Einfeld. The Mr. going to the Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi has Havar Lalav Yatzis. I'll bring a deal. A Sfasemis not over here. In Mesechta Shabbos. Derech Agav of Peladika Ha'ara. The Sfasemis ala Torah. Hundreds of times what?
Mekabel Shabbos before you light candles and then light the candles.
That's the cheshman he's coming to make over there. That Ein Shom. The Sfasemis hundreds of times. He was a Yosem. He grew up by his grandfather, the Kedusharim. Hundreds of times. The Sfasemis ala Torah. Come out every shtickle. Adoni Abis Kain. Sfasemis ala Shas. Doesn't quote him once. Halay Dover. Or in the parentheses. Akoponim. The Sfasemis in Mesechta Shabbos says that if you hold Havar Lalav Yatzis, there's no din of Tosefes. Shabbos. I want to say a fascinating thing. When Rabbi Akiva said that you can't do Bir Chametz when you come home from shul, and it must be 6 hours earlier, he was taking into consideration Tosefes Yom Tov also. Now he knew, as Tosefes Yom Tov, as Bal Yirah, there's no Tosefes Yom Tov. We quoted once from Rabbi Leizer Moshe, there's no Tosefes Yom Tov on the Chametz, the things. But as Malachi says, when am I going to burn it? 6:43? Even 6:43 already. One second. Even 6:43, I already have Tosefes Yom Tov. And therefore, how can I make a fire? So the Gemara, Shema Mina. The Gemara knows the Sfasemis. Shema Mina, Rabbi Kiva holds Havara L'Chalak Yotzis. Because if Rabbi Kiva held Havara L'Lav Yotzis, this is my shtickle time, I'm based on the Sfasemis. Then Havara L'Lav Yotzis, then he can talk it. There's no problem with the Sfasemis Yotzis. He can make the fire then. He's not going to do it at 7 o'clock. He's going to be doing it at 6:43. Both. Beginning and end. Yeah, beginning and then both. Nice try. Yeah. Avada. Beginning and both. And I'm speaking at the Sfasemis that there's no din of Tosefes Yom Tov. There's no din of Tosefes Yom Tov on Havara L'Lav Yotzis. And if there's no din of Tosefes Yom Tov, the Gemara, Shema Mina, Rabbi Kiva holds Havara L'Chalak Yotzis. Because if Rabbi Kiva would hold Havara L'Lav Yotzis, he'd be allowed to do the Havara during the minutes of Tosefes Yom Tov because it's not a Malacha yet, because Havara L'Lav Yotzis is not a Malacha. In Kenem Advar, and this I said many years ago when I was younger, but in Kenem Advar, I thought last night, an interesting Kiddush. We talked about feeding it to the dogs, and we said there's another problem feeding it to the dogs. This Rashi, that feeding to a dog is achshevei l'malacha. I don't know the rules, but maybe achshevei l'malacha also doesn't have Tosefes Yom Tov. I don't know. Maybe achshevei l'malacha is also only on Yom Tov. But you can feed it to the dogs at 6:43. Rabbi Yisai, Shavuos is coming, and Torah is Geshmak. Torah is Geshmak. Stays. Thank you.
Hanukkah.